Kia ora, ko Tūwhenuaroa, Ngā Tanahi Rātoko Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. An experienced Māori planner says significant natural areas should be used by councils as a last resort with Māori land. There is currently uproar in Te Tai Tokerau over the Far North District Council's proposals to restrict development on large tracts of Māori land as SNAs because of their remaining forests or wetlands. Vaughan Payne, who has held planning and chief executive roles at Opotiki and Waikato Regional Council, says SNAs fall under the Resource Management Act, which is now 30 years old and seen as a blunt tool which is set for reform or replacement. He says the Act isn't just about protection, but also talks about use and development and well-being.
The council needs to recognise the relationship of Māori with their ancestral taonga, their land, their water, their forests. Do you need SNAs on Māori land because of that kaitiaki role? Is the council able to achieve what it wants to achieve through a partnership approach? Is it recognising under fertility the development rights that Māori have?
Vaughan Payne says councils should support iwi to design their own long-term management plans. The government has dipped into its Jobs for Nature program to buy a dairy farm next to Lake Horowhenua, which will be turned into a large wetland and indigenous vegetation area. The project is being promoted as a way to turn around one of the most degraded lakes in the country. Environment Minister David Parker says it's an important step for all those who have been fighting to improve the health of the lake. The project is a collaboration between Muaupoko, Lake Horowhenua Trust, representing the owners of the lake, Ngāti Raukawa ki te Tonga, Horizons Regional Council, Horowhenua District Council, dairy farmers, horticulturalists and the wider Lake Horowhenua community. The 142-hectare farm follows the course of the Arawhata stream, which runs between Lake Horowhenua and Lake Waiwiri. Mr Parker says the council and rural and urban land users also need to play their part in improving water quality. Māori Party co-leader Rāwiri Waititi hopes the appointment of Dame Cindy Kiro as Governor-General can be a test for a Republican head of state. Mr Waititi says Dame Cindy and her whānau were part of the community when he was growing up in Te Atatū, and he's proud of her achievements.
But also proud that she's a wahine Māori in that position. Maybe this is an opportunity for us to transform what a head of state looks like for Aotearoa if we were to go to a republic. Do we need to have the head of state connected to the crown, or can we look at a personality like Cindy, who can walk comfortably in both worlds, her tangata whenua world and her tangata tiriti world, and be able to offer sound advice and guidance in those particular spaces?
Rāwiri Waititi. Auckland Council resumes its Matariki Community Tree Planting Days tomorrow. The program was suspended last year because of COVID-19. About 200 tree planters are expected at Puhinui Reserve tomorrow, with Mayor Phil Goff kicking off the season at 10 a.m. And that is your Wātea News.